WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Seven more days to get on the tog. Then it closes for a long time. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. We have April 24th and 25th. Happy New Year to all. Parallel Universe of Rack and Fin Radio when the season opens. Indeed, cause for a happy New Year. Actually, today, you Turkey Day. Good luck to all the youngsters out there. Kicking off Monday is the statewide gobbler season. Broken down in segments. Here we go. Period A is Monday, April 26th to Friday, April 30th. Period B, May 3rd to Friday, May 7th. Period C, Monday, May 10th to Friday, May 14th. Period D, two weeks. Got to love that. Although by then, the gobblers that haven't been harvested, they've been shot at. They are really leery. We'll get into that in the upcoming segment. It's going to be Monday, May 17th to Friday, May 21st, and Monday, May 24th to Friday, May 28th. And during that period, the hunting hours go until sunset. From half hour before sunrise to sunset, the other periods, it closes at 12 o'clock. Okay, now, on the hunting period East, Saturdays, May 1st, May 8th, May 15th, also May 22nd, it goes until sunset. Hey, man, boomers are coming. Stripers are coming. Everything's going to break loose this week with the moon, the warming trend coming up, that last blast of winter. Had to love it. Just had to love it. But expect the fish across the board, not only salt, but fresh water as well. The large amounts that sort of moved up on the beds. We saw some of this, especially in the southern waters, and moved off with that three-day cold front. They are going to be back on again. Expect the fishing to go crazy. Okay, coming up, Jim Hutchinson Jr., managing editor of New Jersey Delaware Bay edition of the Fisherman Magazine. We're talking to Black Drum Battle, which opens up May 1st. Also joining us later on in the program is Ron Jones, ACP Rednecks Pride Game Calls and Outdoor Sense. Tough time turkey talk. Grab that cup. Grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Oh, don't forget. Striped Bass bonus tag applications are being accepted. That program kicks off the 15th of May. Ooh, a lot of stuff going. Can't believe April, fourth turn of the calendar page, already done. Too much happening. Life is on a rapid pace. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Home is where we should feel the safest. We can take steps to make it safer and healthier. Bryant Evolution Air Purifier can capture and kill select viruses and bacteria. I learned about the science and its impact on coronavirus at Bryant.com/purifier.
We may need a quick fix for an entirely new industry-leading efficiency cooling system. We should schedule an evaluation with Broadleys and Memora.
Broadleys.net. Bryant, whatever it takes.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
I just have to say it. I'm going to say it now. Bada bing, bada boomer, 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 as in Black Drum, baby. And they are on. They've been getting them in, let's say, Great Bay. Portions there. Shout out to Gary there and Kirsten Holloway and those people that are just, and not many, but they are doing it. This cold snap the past few days and put them down. It's going to blow wide open next week. What, 80, 75, 83, 85 degrees. The bite is on. Also, Delaware Bay is bada bing, bada boomer territory. And right on cue, right? I expected no less. The Fisherman Magazine has started its Black Drum Battle. It's going to kick off May 1st, and it's going to run through June 30th. This is epic, man, an epic battle. Join us on the line right now is Jim Hutchinson Jr., managing editor of New Jersey and Delaware Bay, too fired up, edition of the Fisherman Magazine. Hutch, I'm booming it out, man.
That's what happens this time of year. We're heading right up on the full moon on Monday, and everything's starting to catch fire, you know?
Jim, the stripers, the perch are still going on. Before we get to the tournament, Jim, have you had any word consistently, any bluefish around?
I'm just hearing of pockets of reports from Indian River Inlet up to like Lakes Bay. But I have not seen any photos. You know, I'm kind of in that situation where I'm looking for photos or actually catching fish. But I've kind of put all my eggs in this basket on Monday. I really think everything's going to start moving on the next moon. And I would expect that things catch fire with bluefish and they show up in their regular inlet haunts by next week.
I hear it. But Jim, to the boomers, man, to the Black Drum Battle. What started the whole Black Drum Battle thing?
You know, we talked about it internally. When when the decision was made that, you know, we have our Dream Boat Fishing Challenge. It's,
right.
It's a huge tournament. All of our subscribers are involved from New Jersey, Delaware Bay, addition up through New York and New England. But before I had come back to the fishermen in 2015, they had removed black drum for a variety of reasons. They had to trim the fish species list. And I know a lot of guys in Cape May County especially were ticked.
Oh.
So it was something we wanted to do something really special, because we wanted to get back on this. We wanted to do something special for black drum. And while it might have been unfair in the Dream Boat because they don't have drum in New England, we wanted to do something special for our folks in South Jersey in particular. So we launched this in 2019 and went really well. We had to cancel it last year because of COVID, because we didn't think we'd have the weigh stations. But you know, it was specifically to do something special for black drum in our South Jersey community. And I really think this is killer.
Jim, in 2019, it was wildly popular, and unlike the Dream Boat Challenge, you do not have to be, Jim, correct me if I'm wrong here, but you do not have to be a fisherman subscriber to participate, correct?
No, exactly. That's why the way we set it up. So if you're not a subscriber to the Fisherman Magazine, shame on you. No, but if you're not, you can still enter the tournament. It's free. You go to blackdrumbattle.com, and our first place prize for the tournament, 2-month tournament, is worth $2,200. It includes a trip with Captain Bob Cope in 2022, a pair of Penn Fathom reels and Rampage rods, spools of spider wire, Costa sunglasses, fluoro. It's a pretty good package. But if you are a fisherman subscriber and you win first place, you also get $500 cash.
Oh,
so we kind of have a bonus for the fishermen subscribers, that if you're a subscriber, you get $500 cash on top of that.
Listen, how's that for an incentive for what's Jim, $29 for a year subscription?
$29.95, yeah.
How do you beat that?
You get in the other tournaments and you get all that information. So we thought, you know, that to me was the cool idea, is to have something that we can invite everybody, and for whatever reason you're not a subscriber, at least you can still join the tournament by registering and signing up for our email alerts. So you get the video every week.
Right.
But by the same token, if you're a subscriber, well, $500 cash ain't too shabby either. So.
Yeah, we're speaking with Jim Hutchinson, managing editor of New Jersey and Delaware Bay, by the Bing Boomer territory of the Fisherman Magazine. He mentioned a first prize. Second prize listeners, second prize winner will receive a pair of Penn Squall outfits, 2 300-yard spools of spider wire blue camo. That's a badass line, Hutch. And a pair of Costa Diego sunglasses. And a 3-piece Princeton Tech light kit. You're talking probably around $850 retail value. So, Jim, this is a win-win all around. And fishing for drum, well, it can make you tear your hair out. I know that. But when they're on, man, they are on.
Yeah, I was talking to Cope earlier this week, and you know he's set up for May 1st. Everybody's set up for May 1st, but typically we start getting those first reports in April, and it's right on schedule.
Jim,
Great Bay, they're there.
Great Bay, yep.
And then they're down along the Delaware at this point, along Broadkill Beach as well. I haven't seen any sizable fish yet, but again, they'll move in on the next moon, and we'll get some of those boomers that you're talking about.
Now, Jim, is there a minimum? Is there a minimum weight to enter for the battle?
Good question. No, we don't have a minimum weight set.
Okay.
But that's not just, you know, at this point, there's no minimum weight set, but, you know.
Okay.
It's going to be a big boomer. I'm sure it's going to be 50, 60 pounds is what's
easy.
In first place.
Easy.
You know, and those 80s and 90s are out there, too. I think in 2019, I think I had heard of a 90-pounder.
Yep.
And the guy wasn't entered in the tournament. So.
Oh, geez. Well, listen, he mentioned.
Everybody's.
Go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, everybody's gunning for that state record in New Jersey, too. So, and that's over 100 pounds.
It was 109. I think, wasn't that caught on Tommy Daffin's boat? I think it was 109 pounds,
Was it Daffin's boat? It was back in 2008. I know the guy's name was Nick Henry. He might have been on Daffin's boat.
And he lost the fish.
Pretty good at catching state records.
With the title. But the fish had lost some weight. Anyway, listen, as you mentioned, first place winner. You also get a... 8-hour trip with Captain Bob Cope, Full Head Sport Fishing. I've known Cope going on 20 years. And let me tell you something. Talk about battle, okay? Battle, he is, in my opinion, the Mel Gibson character in that movie, The Patriot. He just keeps it going, Hutch. We have to say, hey, Cope, we're done. We got it. Now there's more fish out here. And we're letting him go. But Cope, he just keeps it ripping, Jim.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, because I just put Cope's face on Gibson's body as a ghost in the future. It didn't work for me.
Well, Jim, now then we have the Dreamboat Challenge going on. We have the Black Drum Battle. How do you see this spring playing out? Spirits are high. I know the shops are busy. Maybe continuing. I know last year, when all was said and done, October, November, most of the tackle shops had a pretty good year. What's your forecast? Mm-hmm. What are you seeing for this year? An even better year financial-wise? Businesses seem to be popping, Jimmy.
Yeah, I think so. The biggest problem we have in the recreational fishing industry is we have demand without the supply. You know, we're still hampered by the pandemic-related response to manufacturing. So that's everything from line, rods and reels, all the way up to outboard engines.
Yep.
So we certainly had a peak in business last year that I don't think anybody expected. And hopefully we have a lot more fishermen back into the scene. But really, that's going to be the thing. Here's what I would advise, seriously. If you go out and find something in your local tackle shop or you see it online, wherever, and you say, I want that. I want that reel. I want that whatever it might be. Don't put off, you know, because it might not be available tomorrow. It's really hard to keep equipment in. If you go into a tackle shop and you see a bunch of plugs on the wall and say, oh, those are the ones that worked for me in the fall, buy them now.
Oh.
We just don't know about the demand coming up. And, you know, we've got three tournaments running at the Fisherman Magazine, too. We've got the Coastal Kayak Clash.
That's right.
We've got the Dreamboat. We've got one dedicated to drum. We've got one dedicated to kayak fishing. So, yeah, we're putting all our eggs in this basket of saying we've got people that are excited catching fish. And, you know, we want them involved. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with competing a little bit. People like to do that.
This is absolutely rocking. Joining us is Jim Hutchinson, Jr., Managing Editor of New Jersey, Delaware Bay. This is the Fisherman Magazine. So for all information on the Black Drum Battle, which starts May 1st, 12:01 a.m. and runs through 11:59 p.m. on June 30th, go to www.blackdrumbattle.com. Hey, Jimmy, is there a listing of weigh stations?
Yeah, right on that page. You'll see everything. You can sign up for free. Once you put your email address and everything in, you're automatically entered. Like I said, it's absolutely free. You can download the weigh form there if you don't see one in the tackle shop where you go to, but the whole listing of tackle shops where the weigh stations, two in Delaware and then throughout New Jersey.
Gotcha.
Every tackle shop that you use right now, you're going to be able to have as a weigh station for the Black Drum Battle.
Listeners, bada bing, bada boomer. Starting next Saturday, Tussie Slough, Pintop. You got it, man. And the drum are coming. They are coming. I heard from a couple of captains, one who we booked, Jimmy, and the guys are in the water this week. We had that wind, and this cold front came from who knows where, but I think everything's going to pop again. Like you said, this week, the moon, the air temperature, the water temperature, it's going to be mayhem. Mayhem.
Yeah. I really think we're getting into the finest time of the year right now, and everything's on. You know, we're starting to get the summer flounder pickups. People are fishing down low for weak fish, and we're getting those summer flounder. People are like, "Oh, the fluke are in already." They're always in.
They're always.
I wish we could. Yeah. I wish our fluke season opened May 1st. I'd be out in Great Bay next week too.
That'd be it. So. Hey, Jim, thanks for joining us on Rockman. Jim Hutchinson, Managing Editor, New Jersey, Delaware Bay edition of Fisherman. Go to fisherman.com for more information or blackdrumbattle.com. Bada bing, bada boom, man. This is a 2-month tournament. Going to be a lot of fun. And you got some two heavy duty prizes in there. Jimmy, and besides, we have next week, I think, or the week after, you got some great eating with the Black Drum. I call it the veal chop of the bay. I mean, oh, damn, pee the worm. Got a little bit of worms in the tail. Hey, Jay, I cook them right in there, man. They go right in the parm. You know what I mean?
Those dinner-sized 20, 30-pounders we get back there. Worms there.
That's it. Jimmy, take care, man. Best of everybody. We'll see you on the water.
Booming.
Hutch, man. Jimmy just rocks. His enthusiasm, I don't know. It's a long time. I think he took over the editorship in 2003 or 4, maybe 5, and he just keeps it going. Out of break, went to the RFA for a while, and brings it back. Hey, we're up against a break. Grab that cup, grab that rebel. Coming up, Ronnie Jones, ACP, talking tough time turkeys. Be right back.
So what is Talk With a Purpose? It's a lively, informative, number one rated talk show on Saturday morning. Hi, this is John DeMasi. Join me and my guests every Saturday from 9 a.m. till noon for Talk With a Purpose, heard right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And if you miss it on Saturday, we replay it on Sunday from 5 until 8 p.m. Don't miss Talk With a Purpose, Saturday and Sunday, right here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
We are the Community Food Bank of New Jersey, CFBNJ for short. And as the state's largest anti-hunger, anti-poverty nonprofit, we are there. We are there for more than 1,000 food pantry and feeding program partners. We are there for our neighbors in need, nearly a million of them who struggle with hunger. Working together with volunteers, partners, and donors like you, we fill the emptiness caused by hunger with food, health, and hope. We are CFBNJ, and we are there. Donate today at cfbnj.org now.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yo, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of April 24th and 25th. Again, opening segment, Happy New Year in a parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio. When a season opens, indeed cause for a Happy New Year. Well, today, good luck. Good luck again to all those youth turkey hunters out there. And starting Monday, the turkey season opens. What's that, four or five periods we have in there? We have period A, Monday, the 26th to April 30th. Period B, May 3rd to May 7th. Period C, May 10th to 14th. Yeah. C is my gig here. And then period D, this is the cool one. This is 2 weeks, okay, but this is the tough one. You have May 17th to May 21st, Monday to Friday. And again, May 24th to Friday, May 28th. And then hunting period E, all the Saturdays, May 1st, May 8th, May 15th and 22nd. Now, what's cool about D week and May 22nd of E week, you can hunt until sunset. Okay, half hour before sunrise to sunset. Otherwise, it is a sunset to noon dealio. But again, I want to concentrate now on a very critical time here, C week, D week. Those last 3 weeks, especially in that last set, now these birds have been pounded. They've been pursued, pounded, shot at, whatever. And the gobblers, man, and you know they really got their asses in the air insofar as watching for what happens. Any little slightest off pitch, anything to your call, any little movement, color that bird gone. Put in a call to a good friend of Rack and Fin Radio over the 18 years, Ron Jones, president owner, ACP Rednecks Pirate Game Calls and Outdoor Sense, who, in my opinion, very humble opinion, manufactures some of the best turkey calls among deer flutes and whatever in the industry. Ron, I want to talk, you know, C weekend on when the birds have been pressured. Okay. We know that. And it is a tough go. Any little miscue, Ron, and like I said, color those birds gone, correct?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. That's where we can't even take you in the woods because you're too tall. the birds see you moving.
Oh, that's sitting still, man. Denise has, she ties me out like the old movie Gulliver's Travels. Like she ties me down in the blind. But Ron, Nicole, now the birds have been pursued. A lot of the hens now are already on the nest. Okay, so getting that gobbler or Jake, whatever. I'm a meat guy. Jake comes in. I'm hunting. That's my one opportunity. I'm going to take him. Okay, there's no shame in my game, Ronnie. We know that. But even the teenagers, as I call them, they can get pretty wary after, again, being pursued and shot at. So calls now is critical now, Ronnie. What's your angle on this?
Well, I think the most important thing before you even talk about calls is the average hunter forgets about what real life is with the turkey. And the real life is that the hen comes to the
right, yeah,
to the tom. We are always trying to convince the tom to come to the hen, but mm-hmm. the reality is she comes to him. And let's face it, by the time C-week comes, they're breeding. They've been breeding now, okay?
Right.
And by the time C, they're tuckered out, okay?
He said that for my benefit, out. People.
All right, so they're going to be even more of what we call behavior, okay? Which right. means the old Tom comes to the middle of the field. And he goes, all right, honey, here I am. I ain't got no gumption. But, you know, so he's waiting for the hen to come to him. So we've mm-hmm. got to talk to the Tom and convince him to say, yeah, let me go check this out. So whatever's been used by everybody in the first 2 weeks, add a little bit different to it. And what I will do, a growl. I call it a growl. Some people call it a whine, but most people don't even know about it. And essentially, it's if you've ever heard a chicken just, you know, whining there or,
yeah, right,
or
yeah.
growling, it's the same thing. You know, if the average hunter would set out and just get in, see if he could get into a place where a flock of hens will mill around him in the early season or before the hunting season starts, the sounds, the what we call flock sounds,
right.
are many. There's all, everybody thinks turkeys are quiet. They're not. They're really not. They're just not loud. Okay. So when I'm talking to hunters, I'm going to say, I personally am aggressive caller, especially in C&D week. Now, when I'm saying aggressive, I'm not talking about loud.
Okay.
I'm just talking about talking. All right. I'm making a lot of vocals. I'll give you an example. Last night, I was out trying to find a bird for my grandson for tomorrow. And, what happened was I gave out a couple little yelps just to see if I could get a gobbler to chime in. All right. And, a hen got fired up, and I'm telling you what, I did like three or four little yelps when I called just to get a gobbler to answer.
Right.
And she come running to me, and
wow.
she was nonstop talking, putts, clucks, growls, chirps, nonstop for 5 minutes. Then she would slow up a little bit, look for me a little bit, and then she'd start right back up. And I'm talking about cutting 15, 20, 30 notes. Okay.
Wow.
So when I say, you know, when I'm saying this stuff to the average hunter, we're taught finesse, quiet, whisper. Okay. Well, I'm for the whisper. I'm for the quiet. But as far as this little, you know, nonchalant, one note here, one note there, when you get into that late season and you're trying to convince that bull boy to come into you, well, you may have to get a little aggressive. You know, you may have to talk a little bit,
mm-hmm.
not loud, not screaming, just talking. So the growl is probably one of the most important sounds I make, because it's what I call a fill-in sound, and it lets everybody know you're good, and it's simply like this. I don't know if that phone could pick it up or not.
Yeah.
So wow. I'm going to growl. Okay. And then you can add your chirps, or you can add your purrs to it. But one of the things I'm going to do a lot, okay, is to entice him. I'm going to growl, and then I'm going to go into my cutting, soft cutting, but I'm still going to go my cutting. It's something like this. Again, I don't know how it sounds over.
It sounded fine, but Ron, let me get it. So from the growl to the cutting and talking turkey, what's that saying to the gobbler?
I have no idea. I just know it works.
It just works. this is why you listen to Rack and Fin Radio. You get it real. On time and real with Ronnie Jones, ACP Rednecks, Brian Game Calls, and Outdoor Central. Ron, you got the growl, you got the cut. Then what's the dealio?
Probably one of the best sounds you're going to get that late in the season is a breeding sound, too. Okay, that's going to be your high-pitched squeal, all right? And that's where very few people use it, because you can't make it on a box call. You can't make it really on a pot call. About the only way you can do it is on certain mouth calls, and it's going to be a high-pitched squeal, and then you go into some cutting, something like this. Something like that. That can really fire up a
Ronnie, they come running to that one, boy.
Yeah, they do. That is one, but you don't want to use it a whole bunch.
Right.
You know, I did it twice. All right. Just to for everybody to hear it. But typically, you do it one time, and then you do your other, the high pitched squeal there. You kind of just do that, and then you can go into your cutting. But again, softer. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You're not trying to blow their eardrums out. You're just trying to, convince him that there's another old boy in there moving in on him.
Mm-hmm, right. mm-hmm.
And if he's a good Tom, or if he's a Jake, especially if he's a Jake, well, you got your hands full, all right, because Jake's will be all over you at that point. Again, we're making it sound simple, but it's not. Every turkey hunter knows that roosted ain't roasted, right? That's the term.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Again, private land scenario, that's utopia. Public land. Now, I know you hunt the Glassboro Tract. You hunt mainly public land. You're very successful. These can be tiebreakers, again, from C week, D week into that last Saturday when the birds have been pressured. They pretty much heard everything. These can get them coming your way, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, add difference. You know, I'm not afraid of something not working. It's not failure to me if it doesn't work, mm-hmm. but in trying things, okay, I find things that do work. It's out of the box that most people are afraid to try because they don't want a failure. Okay. Or something like that.
Sure.
And so it brings me to my next 6 point, practice, whether it's a box call, whether it's a pot call, whether it's a mouth call, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you have to practice these things that it's second nature. So when you're in that scenario, okay, it's just coming to you. It's just coming to you. You make it happen. The keys are unbelievable sounds late in the season. People say, I don't believe it. It's because they don't use them. Okay.
Can you give us one, Ronnie?
Key.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
All right. And then again, getting those high-pitched chirps at the end. You heard a little bit of the chirps and mm-hmm. all that. And the only way you can get them on your mouth call is you got to practice. So that means when you're driving down the road, you just start cranking. All right. Just start making the sounds and figuring mm-hmm. out what works and what doesn't work as far as your mouth calls. Everybody's mouth is different, you know, with the diaphragms. And another sure. thing I want to say here, with a diaphragm, when you get a diaphragm, you got to fit that. Everybody puts a diaphragm in their mouth and they say, it ain't working. Well, everybody's mouth configuration is different. Some
sure.
have high palate, some have low, some blow, you know, there's a lot of different things. So you may have to cut your tape a little bit. All right. You may have to get the frame up inside more, up on the top. Maybe you have to lower it down more. And one thing though, we always tell people is you have to tune your call. And people say, well, I don't know what you mean. A lot of times if you put a call in your mouth and you're getting those unintentional squeaks,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
that means your reeds for your mouth, those reeds are too tight. So what you simply do is on the very end of it, the horseshoe, all right, you just bend it down just a little bit on each side. Now, I'm not talking about a lot. I'm talking about like a hair, okay?
Right.
Literally a hair would brought. And you just, I pick my teeth and I grab the left horseshoe and I just bend it down just a touch and I put it in my, the right horseshoe and I put it in my mouth and just bend it down just a touch. I mean, just hardly nothing. Put it in your mouth. And it's amazing how that squeak that you couldn't control now disappeared. And now you got a call
there
that you,
you
can control. And that's the key. You have to look at these diaphragms as a musical instrument. Right. Unfortunately, a lot of guys don't want to put the effort into it. They just want to throw it in their mouth and then complain about it because it's not working.
He said that for my benefit again, people. That's why he's running his box calls. Well, Ron, but we're up against a hard break. Before I let you go, those extra 2 weeks and that Saturday, when you can stay in the woods until sunset, same tactics in that late afternoon. You don't get a shot during the day. You don't get an opportunity during the morning, into noon, whatever. That late afternoon, just before legal shooting light is over. Same kind of scenario call-wise?
Yeah, but what I will do in the late season, if I can find a hen that's off on a nest by herself, okay, I will try to piss her off and try to get a dialogue going with her, okay? Because that, if there's a tom within the area, he's coming, okay? And that's one of the things I always tell people all the time. Look, don't call to the tom. Call to the hens.
There you go.
Even when you're out there with the tom in front of you, call to the hens, okay? Because he's just like a teenage boy in the mall with a bunch of girls with miniskirts. He hears a bunch of women babbling and talking. He's flying in, okay? And the more they're fighting, the more they're frustrated,
yep.
the better it is. I have a philosophy. I don't know if it's true or not, but I personally believe that the hen that's ready to breed is more vocal and more cantankerous, if you will, because her hormones are flying and what have you. Right. So I think that's where Tom's, when they hear a bunch of hens going at each other, he's probably saying, oh, I hope one of them's horny.
Okay. Ronnie, listen, thanks for joining us on Rock and Finn Radio. Saturday, April 24th, Sunday, April 25th, April 26th, beginning Monday, is the turkey season in the segments. Ron, give that website, please. Facebook page, go.
Redneckspride.com is the easiest place to get it.
Question, Ron, you will be out how many times this season?
I've got A, C, and D, so I'm going to be out quite a bit. And if I can, if I get a free minute in the north, you know, because there's a lot of permits left up there.
Oh, Ron, I was looking at this morning, actually yesterday morning, finishing my blog, and I checked the numbers. I said, again, Ron, that's where I was originally, you know, everyone originally turkey hunting. Turkey hunting areas 1, 2, 3, when Erickson let them go way back in, was that 79 or 80?
Yeah.
Traditional. Right. You, there's hundreds left. Down here, as of Friday morning, I think C week in Turkey Hunting Area 20 had 80 permits left, and I'm sure they're gone by now. So the South, yeah. Turkey hunting areas, you know, Cumberland, Gloucester, Salem, Camden and Cape May County, Atlanta County. Ron, this is turkey heaven down here, man.
Well, there's actually a lot of birds up north now, too. It's just the word's still down here.
I did a lot of early season. I saw a few. Don't get me wrong. Again, yeah. Public land. And Ryan, we'll say there were trucks out there, okay? Flatbrook Road, all along before they close off, that were one section out to Worthington, just beyond Old Mine Road, where they close it down for whatever construction they're doing. Then back up around again along Ridge Road. So I saw some birds, but I also saw a lot of trucks. So people are scouting up north, but people, to me, the South is the area in New Jersey.
Well, the South is the area, but I do love calling those mountain birds. I mean, it's just something to it to hear that echo and having one blow up, you know, 100 yards away, and it sounds like he's right in your face and that type of stuff. I mean, that's it's exciting.
It is, but I want them coming in flipped over, bang, done.
Well, and again, that's my philosophy too, you know. I don't have time. I got to do it before my wildlife control work gets started. So my philosophy is this: make them run in, make them run out, but make them do it fast. Okay. I run a gunner, you know, we always kill a good bird. D week is probably my most favorite time to hunt. It's exasperating. It's frustrating.
Oh yeah.
But usually your biggest birds can come from the D week.
Yeah. We're zoned in on a C week in 16, so we shall see. The high bush blueberries are really starting to sprout. So it's gonna, you know, D Marine wants to go with her crossbow. You know, I mean, I'm a high brass four. Let them fly.
Yeah, I'm pulling the trigger.
Okay, Ronnie, you take care. Best of Donna and the family.
All right, we'll see.
Listen, right, ACP Redneck's Pride, the best calls. Ronnie, I'll see you sometime this week. Take care.
We'll see you, brother.
Oh, a little long on that segment. Be right back. Rack and Finn Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's number one talk station.
News. I'm Jill Nato. Indonesia's Navy says they found items from a missing submarine indicating the vessel sank. The oxygen supply for the 53 people on board is believed to have run out. Minutes ago, NASA TV announcing a successful docking for the crew of the SpaceX Dragon at the International Space Station.
Station and Dragon connected 264 statute miles over the South Indian Ocean.
But concern on the way there, a warning from ground control a few hours ago, debris closing in on their position, and they needed to get ready to go to manual control if they had to steer from it.
We copy the object is farther than predicted, and you want us zippers closed and visors down at this time.
Astronaut Megan MacArthur confirming orders they were to zip up their spacesuits. After some tense minutes, the debris passed safely. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. It'll be a mix of sun and clouds today with a high of 70. Expect rain tonight, low 50, and periods of rain early tomorrow morning. After that, clouds will give way to some sun with a breeze. Sunday's high 63. Monday, breezy in the morning, a sunny day, otherwise high 67, and sunshine with a few clouds Tuesday. That day's high 72. I'm AccuWeather's Sally Sherman on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Download Rack and Fin Radio as a podcast on the WPG Talk Radio app. Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, May 1st is another tournament. One day and one day only. But to me, it encompasses everything that is savage and wonderful about the freshwater fishing scene. The Nesco All Around Sportsman's Annual Pickerel Tournament. Yes, the chain size, not the little redfin pickerel, not the barred pickerel, the badass aquatic assassin, the chain pickerel. Join us on the line right now from the Nesco All Around Sportsman is Big Country Johnny Hageman, a professional bass angler and South Jersey bass striper, perch, and pickerel ace. He's good, man. He covers the waterfront. Hey, Big Country, how you doing, man?
Good, Tommy. How are you, brother? Good to be back, man.
Pickerel, pickerel, and more pickerel. I understand this tournament's going on since the early 90s, correct?
Yes. Yeah, it's been going on a while. It's become a regular thing in our little small community out here, and it's actually starting to expand outward. So, yeah, it's been around a long time.
Now, it's in memory of Mr. Bill Nicholson. I understand he was a gentleman who got this ball rolling?
Yes, yep. In the, I'd probably late 80s, early 90s. Unfortunately, wow. Bill passed away in the late 90s, and the club decided to keep this in his honor, yep.
Now, listen, there's Nesco. You say, where the hell is Nesco? On Route 542, Mullica Township, probably 5 or 6 miles, what, Johnny, east of Hamilton?
That's right, yep. In between, Green Bank and Hamilton, along 542, just outside of Batstow Village.
Yeah, and listeners, by the way, at Green Bank, at that little state park there, the white perch aren't biting in the Mullica. Problem is, Jay,
you're giving up my spot.
On a low tide, you got it. Well, you're in a boat, low tide, man. I'm hauling a Hatteras heaver to get to that channel on the other side. Okay, listeners, the tournament is May 1st. Okay, weigh-in start, what, John, noon?
Yeah, we'll open the scales at noon, and we'll shut them down at 5 p.m. sharp.
Sharp. And when Hageman says sharp, Big Country, as in Paul Bunyan, as in an axe, don't even think of coming in 1 second late. Now, Johnny, what's the entry fee?
$15. We've kept it low. Our thing is about participation. Right. I think 2 years ago, we didn't do it last year because of COVID. So 2 years ago, I think we had around 70 entries.
Whoa!
A decent payout. Yep, it's a decent payout, paying out three spots. I was fortunate enough to win that year, and I think I was paid out somewhere around $300.
Wow. I remember that pickerel, Big Country. That was a horse, man.
It was five on the nose, and I'll tell you, I didn't win by much. So the competition is fierce. It usually takes, and I don't want to tell anybody you don't bring in a two-pounder because crazier things have happened, but
sure.
It's them pickerel that are in a different category, and you know it when you see it, and you put it in the bottom of your boat, you're like, oh yeah, we're going to the scale.
Hey Hageman, check it out. Rumor is the Adair boys, Gary and his brother Jake, I think they are on the hunt. I'm hearing this all over. P2P pickerel tournament. Well, John, listen, you've been doing this now for years, and pickerel to me is, except for the carp, which can make you pull your hair out there. That's a really, which is sort of oxymoronic for me, a thinking man's fish. Pickerel are the most underrated freshwater game fish, right there, too, with the channel cat in Jersey. And people are under the – I was one way back when, again, when I was working with fisheries, doing some gill netting, electroshock, and whatever, some of the waters in the Barrens, that all the pickerel in the Barrens are small. Well, that may be the case, but when you get on those fringe waters, like around Nesco out there, you got some heavy horses, man.
Yeah, they love that tidal water, the freshwater portions of these rivers, upper Mays Landing River, the upper Mullica River, backside of Lenape, Union Lake. I mean, these things get huge. I've seen fives and six weighed in, and that's not uncommon.
I mean,
it's pretty much sometimes it takes that to win, as I said earlier. But, yeah, they're not something that most people target. You kind of catch them in between bass fishing.
Right.
But hey, on this day, on May 1st, that's what we're fishing for. And typically, we'll catch our fair share of bass usually I'd be pretty excited about, but today, you know, May 1st is all about the pickerel.
And listen, it's a rain or shine tournament, as I mentioned now, John. Waters to Fish, is it open anywhere as long as you get there by 5 p.m. sharp?
That's correct, sir, yep.
Wow. That leaves it wide open, because, John, there's some, like, for example, that upper end of Lenape, Mingomort. There, you think you're fishing for northern pike. There's some monsters up there.
Yeah, I'm not sure the lake will be open all day. I think there's some rowing activity going on there. So yeah, it could hurt some.
That
guys
kills me. That's like at Mercer outside Trenton. You got monster muskies in there, big bass, huge crappie. I think a state record crappie's out of there, and big pickerel. And row team's out, crew team's out. You're screwed.
Yeah, it broke my heart to hear that. So I'll have a very small window. I'll probably spend a little bit of time out there in the afternoon.
Well, John, for the $15 now, entertainment, food, families, what's the dealio?
Yeah, so it's another long-standing tradition that, you know, Nesco All Around Sports is a very laid-back group of guys.
Right.
We love to get together, bring your family, bring your wife, bring your kids. The club is plenty big. You know, we have food and drinks available. You can bring your own. And we just hang out and talk fishing and you know, meet new people. And it's always, always a good time. It's something we look forward to all year, families included.
Listen, it is a fine time. And pickerel, they can be vexing. You think, pickerel are easy to catch, and many times they are, because they're so savage. They're like me. They see something, they want to eat it. But they can test your mettle. Now, listen, you must be entered by 6 p.m. next Friday, April 30th. No exceptions. By 6 p.m. Friday, April 30th. And, John, again, weigh-ins start at noon, end at 5. Anything else you want to add, bro? Oh, yeah, listen, sign-ups at Nesco Liquor Store, 3180 Nesco Road in Nesco. That's basically Route 542, Atlantic County. And you're about 4 to 5 miles from the incredible, incredible on 206 North. Got to get this in, John, the Piccalillian. Oh, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, please go see my guy Snake over at the Nesco Liquor.
Uh-huh.
Snake has been a long-time participant of the club and the tournament. He's actually donating a nice Shakespeare ugly stick rod and reel to the winner.
Wow, nice.
At Nesco Liquor. So, yeah, they're good people over there at Nesco Liquor. So, yeah, that's the easiest way to sign up. They're open, you know, most of the day. Into the night, and you can just stay, you know, they know what to do with the money, and we'll square up towards the end of the week. Or you can get with me on Facebook, John Hageman, Facebook, and inbox me, and I can get you signed up as well.
Go, John, let's get back to you and your tournament. I know you've been jammed, slam, crammed. You're all over the place. So what is your tournament schedule look like this year?
So it's a little different, Tom, this year. You know, my son is 15 years old, soon to be 16. And
whoa. Wasn't he just 8 or 9, I think? Holy jeez.
He seems like he really did. Yeah. Yeah. Man. He was just a little guy running around Bass Pro Shops when we opened the store.
Right, I remember. Yeah. Oh, wow.
So this is now his, you know, he's an athletic kid, but this is where he's focusing a lot of his time on. And, you know, I want to make sure he has the same opportunities I had growing up. So I want to introduce him to the tournament scene this year. And fish him as my partner. I think it's a great opportunity. We found a decent schedule, takes us out of state, so he can experience the blast off and the weigh-ins and the lodging and just the hotel talk and the dock talk and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And I also am signed up for the Bassmaster Northern Open on the St. Lawrence River in September.
That's September, right? Oh, John, I'll tell you that. That is an incredible fishery up there, but again, those fish are pounded. They have PhDs, a lot of them, I swear.
Yeah, that's a big body of water, and if you can, you know, September's a transition time, so it'll be a little bit more shallow.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I love that body of water. I'll get up there about 3 or 4 times this year, hopefully.
Listeners, join us online is Big Country John Hageman. Topic is the Nesco All Around Sportsman Pickerel Tournament, Pickerel Contest, where you want to have it. Rain date is May 1st, rain or shine. Entry fee is $15. Weigh-ins start at noon and scales close at 5 p.m. sharp. Fishing areas statewide. Go anywhere you want. Sign up at the Nesco Liquor Store, 3180 Nesco Road in Nesco. That's Route 542. You must be entered by 6 p.m. Friday, April 30th, and payouts for the top 3 spots. It's a great time. Family event. You'll have I'll tell you. Bring some people down to earth, John, when those pickerel just look at their lures going by and say no. You know? So it can make it crazy. Well, John, thanks for joining us. One more time with that Facebook address, please. People want more information.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, John Hageman. And like I said, it's easier just to stop in and see Snake at Nesco Liquor.
Okay.
Grab yourself a cold six-pack.
That'll work, John. We'll see you next week, man. Go nuts!
Thanks, brother.
See you, brother.
Appreciate it, Tommy.
Yep. That's going to be a fun time. Going to be a fun time. Up against break, grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Finn Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
Spring savings are here at Boardwalk Honda. Take advantage of the hottest deals of the season during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Right now, lease a new 2021 HR-V LX all-wheel drive for just $89 a month for 36 months. Or lease a new 2021 Civic Sedan LX front-wheel drive for $119 a month for 36 months. And don't miss our unrivaled selection of pre-owned and certified pre-owned Hondas. We have it all from store to shore. We have the vehicle you want at the price you want. Accord, Civic, CRVs. If you want it, we have it. Plus, we work with all credit situations. Boardwalk Honda partners with over 25 top financial lenders, so we'll help you get approved and on the road in your new Honda in no time. Visit Boardwalk Honda today, located in Egg Harbor Township, or shop online at BoardwalkHonda.com. And remember, from Maine to Miami, nobody beats a Boardwalk deal. Call us for more details.
Bigger, better Boardwalk. Boardwalk Honda.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Yo, welcome back to our final segment of Rack and Fin Radio. Final weekend of April. Fourth turn of the calendar page gone, but what a month it was. Hey, that cold snap. Woo-hoo! Even Friday morning, man, a little chilly willy, but it is going to be exploding. Exploding this week. I'm telling you, detonation time. And now we talked about the Pickerel Tournament. Let's go all around sports and Pickerel Tournament. The Black Drum Battle, both of which, well, Nesco's one-day tournament May 1st. Black Drum Battle kicks off May 1st. We have a great tournament, first surf one of the year, May 2nd, next Sunday. The annual American Angler Surf Fishing Tournament, going to be held on LBI around Brant Beach area there. Join us online right now. Very special guest of Rack and Fin Ready. We have to see this. You got to tackle my grim around the ankles. Drop them. Get on him to keep him still, is Carl Hartman. He is the founder and president of American Angler. This club, five vice presidents. Club is kicking ass. Carl, how you doing, little brother?
Great, great. How you doing, Tom?
Lock, cocked, and ready to rock. We got a tournament coming up on the 2nd. We don't have much time. Go into it. Oh, real fast. Listen, real fast. Eligible species, black drum, minimum 16-inch, bluefish, minimum 14-inch, kingfish, minimum 10-inch, and striper, minimum 28-inch. Carl, May 2nd. It is with the moon and everything. This next week into next weekend, it's going to be mayhem everywhere.
I expect it to explode because it did last year and the year before.
Yep.
So it's timing. That's all it is.
Carl, getting this tournament together, man, you have, I know the turnout's going to be incredible. Go into the rules and regs, but what do you got?
Well, first of all, we got well over 100 people already signed up for it. Rules and regs are just like the governor's tournament. You're allowed two poles. Mm-hmm. We have an area right now basically leased for about 2 miles, and you can go anywhere you want with it. We get free 4x4 passes for anybody that's registered.
Nice.
All the kids get prizes no matter if they catch fish or not. And we have some massive, very big prizes for those guys who are going to catch some fish. So it's a fantastic day. It's going to be a beautiful day, and hopefully the big fish show up.
Well, Carl, listen, surf fishing is synonymous with wading. Can you wade? What's the dealio?
Yes, you can wade, all right, to a certain degree, up to your waist, because it's an insurance problem you have to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot go beyond your waist, all right? If you're told that you're going beyond that, you get one notice about it. After that, you're disqualified. But usually everybody's pretty good with that, so we're not going to have a problem, I don't think.
Okay, listen.
But it's all good.
Go ahead. It's May 2nd. Yes. This is a rain or shine event next Sunday. Well, Carl, fish getting rain. Measured. Do you have judges up and down the beach?
Yes. Well, first of all, it is rain or shine, right, unless it's, you know, a dangerous situation. And, yes, we have about a dozen judges roaming the beach.
Wow.
All the angler has to do is just wave their hand, And when they get a fish, a judge will come over and score it. And it's mostly catch and release. So if you want to release it, you can release it. If you want to keep it, as long as it's a legal fish, you're allowed to keep it. They cut the tail and make it sure it's not scored again.
Well, Carl, what are the legal fishing times?
7 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you can move around as you want. You can go on and off the island if you wish. You can go to the bathroom, get some more bait, and do whatever you got to do. But it's 7 to 1 p.m. And after that, we have a century rod casting demo right on Barnegat Bay at Bayview Park, right across the street.
Oh, wow. Oh, those century rods kick ass, man. Oh, boy.
Yep, and they're one of our major sponsors, so it's all good.
You have a great list of sponsors, Carl. Give me a shot. Go, little brother.
All right. First of all, we got Century Rod Advanced Fishing USA. We got Fireplaces Plus right out of Manahawkin. Muller Insurance, Stop and Shop, Top Notch Tackle, Tsunami. Tsunami's great with the kids. Kika, Porter Rod, Costa Del Mar with a whole bunch of sunglasses. And, of course, the three major tackle shops that are supporting us, Surf City Bait and Tackle, Jingles Bait and Tackle, and Fisherman's Headquarters.
Okay, Carl, when it comes, let's get back to the fishing. When it comes back to the stripers, though, the slot's still in effect, correct?
Correct. It's 28 inches to 38 inches, and that's all that's eligible. No bonus tags, nothing over 38, unfortunately, but that's the way it is.
You know what's going to happen, Hartman? You know what's going to happen. There's going to be what's a 50-pound cow going up the beach and finding a bunker head or bunker tail or bunker chunk, and all hell's going to break loose. Oh, boy.
Yes, and you know what? Unfortunately, that's just going to be a pitcher. And that's
it. That's fine. You know, that's fine. I'm sure everyone's going to be fine with that. Well, Carl, what's the entry fee? Go into that, bro.
$25 for early registration up until April 30th. After that, it's $30. And we have to adhere to the COVID restrictions if you come the morning of, 6 feet apart, mask, the whole nine yards over at Bayview Park.
And youngsters under 18, what's the price?
$15. I will add also, we're going to have complimentary fisherman magazines for everybody that shows up.
There you go.
And in that will be the 4x4 pass. By the way, Fisherman Magazine is a sponsor. Everybody's going to do a drive-through basically to get their 4x4 pass to go out there. But you could also have walk-ons, and that's what's really good about LBI, is every street's very local to the beach. So it's all good.
This is good. Listeners, again, the fishing area is 40th through 80th Streets in Brant Beach. It's May 2nd,
correct,
next Sunday. Carl, give that website, Facebook page. How do people get involved with this, bro?
Sure. www.AmericanAnglerUS.com. www.AmericanAnglerUS.com. The application's there. Or just reach out to me. My number's all over the webpage.
Okay, Carl, just from Rack and Fin Radio on here, the crew, we just want to say thanks for all the hard work you're doing promoting fishing, promoting surf fishing, promoting getting the youngsters, Hartman, involved. You're an ace at that, man.
Thank you very much, but I have a lot of help from my great volunteers, and they know who they are. Okay, and Carl, the sponsors. So,
Carl, the sponsors that, you know, especially these times, again, as Hutch explained earlier, supply, demand, you know, the pipelines are still tough when it comes to getting product. These sponsors for this tournament especially are stepping up big time.
Big time. And, you know, like you said, the pipeline's been jammed because of COVID.
Yep.
But I've been working diligently with these guys, and they all been great. And, you know, it's last minute things sometimes, but our sponsors are what makes this happen with our volunteers.
Okay, listeners, again, May 2nd, it is the American Angler Surf Tournament, LBI Brant Beach. Go to the website, check it out. Carl, we'll see you on the water, man. I will see you on the beach.
Thank you. See you in the tackle shop, too.
Oh, yeah. When Carl comes in, we just set the place on fire. Carl, you take care, brother.
See you. All right, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Figure it this way. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all hell. What's that from the Kiss Lick It Up? And was that 84, 83, whatever? All hell is breaking loose. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. Get out there and enjoy. Okay, a little wet, no big deal. Big heat wave coming next week. It is going to detonate. Bada bing, bada boomer. See you next week.
95.5 FM.